Hello?
Hi, Ms. McCready. Hi, the signal was, there was something up with the line. It was going really, really crackly.
Well, I don't know what I've
That's so much better
now. I had to cancel BP last week. We're now requesting it, so I don't know if it's
No, it's so much better now. Okay, so what I'll do, Isabella, is I'll write to your GP. I'll gather your medical records. I'll also write to the social service department and education authorities.
That was social services at Cumbernauld.
Yeah, I've got it here.
Social services at Cumbernauld.
When I get that information, Isabella, do you want me to share that with you?
Yeah. I had asked them if they would send a copy to whatever you get regarding my younger years.
Yeah, I'll send all that to you.
I've got a lot. I do have a lot of memory loss because of my illness, because I stopped using 5 years ago and they brought me back. My health's just deteriorated. I've got home oxygen and everything now, so.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But you'll all see me on the TV in the summer. Because I've got ambulance TV visiting my house because it's a dial 999 there 2 months ago.
Oh, wow.
And they blue lighted me, so I'm going to be on the TV and during the summer.
Oh, are you? Yeah.
With the BBC, the Firecrest Productions, 999, What's Your Emergency?
Oh, okay.
I think it's called, but it's just the ambulance crew was come in with the doctor and everything.
Yeah.
To the house. And someone. Okay.
Yeah, that's crazy, that. Okay, so I'll send you all the information that I get, and what we'll do is we'll go through it together.
Bye.
Once we go through it together, we'll then obviously add your medical records to your case. Once you're happy with everything that we've collected for you, you know, we'll go through all your statements. Uh-huh. We'll make sure that we haven't missed anything out. And we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress team. From there, Isabella, we'll then get what's called a panel date. The panel will obviously judge on our case. And then hopefully we'll get you obviously the recognition you deserve and an offer of financial compensation. This is McCready. Is that okay?
Aye. Whatever you need to see, son. Send it out to me. I'll read it. We'll go out together immediately.
Yeah, no problem. Billy will text you or WhatsApp you soon. If you just send her a picture of your marriage certificate, that'd be great. I've just got to go back a step with you.
Because if anything happens, maybe this will be the time it all goes through. If anything happens to me in that time, anything that I would like you to keep going, and any compensation put just to my husband towards him helping my two daughters and my granddaughter.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, good. Stuart is a beneficiary on the.
Aye.
So that's fine. Do you have an email? Or do you have a date of birth for Stuart?
Stuart's date of birth is the 3rd of the 12th, 1962.
The 3rd of?
The 12th. Okay. 3rd of December.
Yeah,
1962.
Yeah.
Okay. Stuart, McCready.
Yeah, I've got him. Yeah. Have you got an email address for Stuart or a telephone number?
StuartMcCready@gmail.com.
Give me a second. StuartMcCready@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And do you have a phone number for Stuart?
07578 415 415.
Okay. And Stuart, I think, is in the same address as yourself, is he?
Yes.
Okay, give me 2 seconds. And that is in, what city or town is it? Are you in? Inverness.
Elgin, buddy.
Sorry?
Elgin.
Elgin.
14 Hustle Drive, Elgin, Murray.
Okay, I've got your postcode. Okay. Okay, so I just need to go back a step with you, Isabella, just to make sure you understand all of our fees. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm about to start embark on our main body of work for you. So I just need to make sure you fully understand our fees before we go out and spend the next 8 months trying to gather your evidence. So just to let you know, Isabella, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm to do that. Obviously, that would entail, if you wish, to go out and gather your own evidence and create and submit your own case. That is option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there, Isabella, that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. They do this because they're part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 by the Scottish Government per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws.
The woman told me, as it used to take, is it 20% of the claim?
Yeah, I'll run you through that now. I need you to understand that, Isabella, that we don't participate in that government fee, legal fee scheme. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government. So what we do is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract.
That's right. That's what I was told. No-win, no-fee. If anything I get, you would take 20% from.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't cost me anything,
that's what I said.
Just to go ahead.
So our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. Isabella, what that means is no matter how much time and effort and work goes on your case, we will never charge you more than 20%. On the fee side, for your peace of mind, Isabella, is because you've been through such emotional and mental hardship, and obviously now you're going through some medical hardship. If we're unsuccessful with your case, Isabella, and unsuccessful getting your compensation, we will never charge you or come looking for any of our fees from you. Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees, so it will never cost you any money. It's a genuine no-win, no-fee, Isabella.
I would rather you just dealt with it because I don't have anything to go and find something. I don't go out or anything.
Okay, we'll figure it all out for you, no problem. Just to let you know, Isabella, that you do have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. What that means is up until day 14, if you once wish to walk away, you can rip up any agreements with us and walk away. Or if you were unaware of the 14-day cooling off period, I can restart that from today, the date of this call. Or alternatively, Isabella, if you're happy with our fees, happy with our process, and just want us to crack on, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling off period, and we can obviously get started on your case. So that's
Just crack on.
Okay, Isabella. Yeah, you've got my number now. If you can save my number now. My name's Michael. I work for you. If you need me for anything, give me a call. I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details and outline of our process. But if you have any questions, you always give me a call, Isabella. And if you could send that marriage certificate over to Billy, that would be great, please.
Okay. Right, then I'll do it. I'll get it.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Mr. McCready. Thanks for talking to me today.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.